Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio, and I am your host, Carol Murphy. Thank you so much for listening. It's a beautiful fall day here in Butte, Montana, and I'm always excited when we have in-studio guests. In just a moment, you guys are all going to meet Leo Prigge and Casey McConnell, and they are with the Butte Food Co-op Working Group. And it's kind of a big deal here in Butte. Lots of cities around us, Missoula, Bozeman, have great co-ops. And it's something that we all, a lot of us here in Butte, would like to see happen. So in just a moment, Leo and Casey will be back and tell you all about what they are up to. This is Heartstock, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Heartstock Radio, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy. Today in the studio, we have Leo Prigge and Casey McConnell. They are with the Butte Food Co-op Working Group. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, Carol.
Thank you so much for being our guest today and sharing what you've been up to. I know you've been working really hard on this project, as has a lot of other people as well. So who would like to go first? Okay, Leo, please introduce yourself for our listeners.
All right. Well, thanks. First of all, thank you, Carol, for having us on Heartstock Radio. I'm a local accountant in Butte. I was born and raised here and moved to Missoula when I was graduated high school and spent about 10 years there. And I guess as it relates to the co-op, my kids were both born there and we really enjoyed the good food store and actually having access to local foods and good food. And when we came back to Butte, that was something that we really missed. But yeah, both my kids were born in Missoula. We moved back to Butte after about 10 years, and we've been in Butte since 2006, and we're just raising my family, and I'm a CPA here in town, and yeah, do accounting and taxes for folks. So, and that kind of got me into just connections through that job, through my work. You know, I know a lot of these folks that got this thing up and going, and so it's been a good fit, something I'm really interested in.
And you work with your wife too, right?
Yes. That's been a great experience. We both, you know, got our accounting degrees from UM and went to school together and went to grad school together and had raised our kids over in Missoula going to school. And it was just such a natural fit. It works out really well to be able to do family stuff and we can share time and make it all work. So.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi there.
Casey, tell us all about who you are. How did you find your way to Butte?
A long, long road. I was born and raised in Alaska, but I have now lived in Butte for over 14 years. I originally came to Butte to go to Montana Tech. Of course, that was a very unique experience, and I'm ever grateful for my time there. And then I just really fell in love with the area and the community. I then left. After a short hiatus over in Bozeman, I decided and realized that I really wanted to come back to Butte, raise my son here, and start my own business. I own a little bistro in Uptown Butte.
What's the name of your bistro?
It is called North 46. We just do a really simple menu, and it's been a really joy and really well received by the Uptown community, and really having a lot of fun with it.
Mm. Yes, I've eaten there twice now myself. It's taken me a little while to experience, but I think within the last month, I've gone there twice.
Mm. Oh, well, excellent.
Yes.
So I'm glad you were able to make it in.
It's awesome. And thank you so much for coming in today. So let's give our listeners a little introduction to the Butte Food Co-op Working Group. What is it? Whose idea was it to start this? And where are we going from here?
I could take that one. So I think the idea came from with the closure of the Hennessy market, which was, they over the years had some good food options and it, just didn't work out. And I know Nick Chiaba, who was the former owner of that space, was interested in finding another grocery store in. And then we have this great organization in town, NCAP, and their executive director, Steve Thompson. I think that's been something he's involved. He's been involved in co-ops in the past up in Whitefish and or just co-ops in general, knows a lot about them. So I think between Nick and Steve, as well as Julie Jackshot, Headwaters, and the local economic development folks, they all thought this was a really good idea and hosted a big community meeting. And then that thing got the thing kicked off. And out of that, we formed a really solid steering committee with Casey and myself are on that committee, as well as Chrissy Kierskowski and Julie Jackshot and Steve Thompson. We've had a bunch of great community involvement with subcommittees, and there's a ton of people that are out doing a bunch of good work, including, probably one of our most visible members of this thing is Shelley Connor, has been out at the farmer's market every week, putting on tons of events. And it's really been a great group with good community involvement thus far.
So what are some of the projects, the sub-projects of the working group?
Really, right now, our focus has been fundraising for the seed committee. We've been really hitting the pavement, as Leo mentioned, with Shelley showing up at the farmer's market. We've also held a few community meetings just to kind of gauge enthusiasm and interest. We've done several events out in the community with local businesses, such as Rooted Tribe Hot Yoga. We did a really fun Gloga event there to fundraise. There was a great turnout. We also did a Drink It Like You Mean It with Headframe Spirits, which was really greatly received. We had a great attendance to that. We've really just been seeking feedback from the community, involvement from the community, and fundraising for this seed fund that we've implemented to get the ball rolling.
And the one meeting that I did get to attend, you talked a lot about a survey that's been completed with some really juicy tidbits of information.
Correct. We really had to put that survey out to gauge what the community wants, because of course, as a co-op, this will all be community ran. It's a very economically democratic organization if it moves forward. And so we need to gauge exactly what the community interest has been. And we had great response to that survey with over 700 responses to the survey, which kind of flabbergasted me. I thought that was a great input from the community. Among that, we have 6 top products, of course, that were of interest, including organic produce, local and organic meats. There's a lot of interest in bakery and dairy products, bulk food options, and then also a salad bar. Over 85% of the people who completed the survey would say they would like to join the co-op as a member owner, which is amazing. We also had over 63% said they would invest over $100 in addition to their membership just to see this come to completion. And then we also had a lot of interest in preferred co-op stock. And then also that the biggest part of the survey was that respondents strongly preferred an uptown location, with many indicating in write-in that the former Hennessy market was of most interest to locate the co-op.
So if the Hennessy market doesn't work out, I mean, to me, that just seems like the best option and seems like a lot of other people are thinking along those lines. But if for some reason the Hennessy market doesn't work out, do we have other places where it could be located uptown?
Well, the steering committee has commissioned the Marcus study focused primarily on that location. However, there are some other locations that we are considering just as backup plans and to kind of gauge what the options in Butte are. But being that so many people showed interest in an uptown location, the Hennessy market is definitely the best option that we've seen so far. And a lot of co-ops haven't been offered this opportunity of such a turnkey operation. Really, it's ready to go tomorrow. We could flip the lights on, stock the shelves, and be up and running. And that's a really unique opportunity that a lot of co-ops haven't ever been able to experience.
And I would think that from a cost perspective, it's got to be a lot less expensive two located there, I would think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've got, you know, all the equipment is in there. The cashier's stations, is everything that we would need to get up and going is there. Not to mention, the space has already been fitted for a grocery store, so no remodel of a space, no equipment, all that stuff. So, yeah, we're talking a third of the cost or a quarter of the cost of what we'd probably be looking at to retrofit an existing building or build a new one.
Yeah, that's major. And you've been talking a lot with other folks, other co-opers in the state and outside the state too, or how's that going?
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course, we've met with Kelly Wiseman over at the Bozeman Co-op. That's a very well-received co-op, and they're one of the most successful co-ops in the United States, actually, and everybody here, there, and everywhere loves the Bozeman Co-op. So, of course, we've consulted with Kelly Wiseman. We also have Stuart Reed. He's the executive director of the Food Co-op Initiative. He's coming in this next week to meet with us, meet with the community, and really give us a great perspective. We've also been talking with and expect a visit from Marilyn Besich from the Montana Cooperative Development Center next week.
So, well, Marilyn and, I'm sorry, I forgot the other gentleman's name already.
Stuart Reed.
Yes. Will Marilyn and Stuart both be at your next community meeting?
They will. They're both scheduled to speak at that meeting and provide plenty of information, answer questions, and really be there to show support.
What have you learned speaking with all of these experts and successful co-opers?
Yeah, we've learned a lot about just the grocery business in general that we didn't really know going into it, and there's a lot that goes into that, and we know what we don't know, and trying to get this out of folks, and that's a big thing about co-ops is they have Series 6 or what is that?
Principle 6.
Principle 6,
Principle 6 is that co-ops helping other co-ops. So we have learned definitely that we are not alone in this, that this steep learning curve is definitely something we are not solitary in, and that we have a lot of support from not only our local community here in Butte, but also the local and national co-op community.
And that's big. That's really huge when you have a whole network of people who are willing to freely help us. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you bet. It's really unique in business. I mean, to have this whole group of people like this Stuart Reed who's coming out as the leading expert. He's been involved in over 100 startups of co-ops. He's coming out here on his dime to come help us. And he's going to spend 2 full days out here. We're going to tour around Butte with them. Run through different location, all of our financials, our legal setup, everything. And since he's been through that so much, I mean, I think that experience is going to be invaluable to our group.
So we're right about at that halfway point. We're going to take a quick music break, and we will be right back with Leo and Casey with the Butte Food Co-op Working Group. This is Heartstock, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy. This evening, we have two in-studio guests from the Butte Food Co-op Working Group. Casey McConnell and Leo Prigge are here, and we were just talking about an upcoming public meeting that's going to be held. Can you tell our listeners a little more information about that?
Of course. We're having a meeting on September 17th, and it's going to be in the Thornton Ballroom, Thornton Building Ballroom at 65 East Broadway at 6 p.m. And really, it's an informational meeting for the community to update people on where we are, where we're headed, and really how they can help.
So as many people as possible who are interested in getting involved would be awesome. I know I've gotten to go to one of your meetings, and I felt like I learned a lot. And I was also incredibly encouraged and optimistic. You know, we talked about this before, the huge network. That's the biggest thing in my mind, is that you guys have this huge network of people who are able, willing to freely give information about how they were successful. You know, if it's been done before, then it's possible, right?
The biggest thing too is what this would mean to Butte as this group comes together with having some control over our food and the production supplies and the access to food, because, you know, we don't need to go on a rail of large corporations, but really having our food be able to, you know, the access to the network. Like when we met with the Bozeman Food Co-op folks, they have really good food suppliers all the way through the Northwest, down through California, as well as a ton of great relationships with local folks in Montana that we can buy stuff from. And so the ability to for us locally to plug into that, I think, is going to be the biggest benefit for this thing. And just getting folks involved, you know, at this level, at meetings and stuff like that, continuing to give us input, because we'll have control over this store. The community will, because the way the co-ops are organized, the members vote in the board of directors. The board of directors hire management and make the decisions, but that's ultimately the local folks who are supporting the store that own the store. And so that's a really unique, exciting thing that I think has a huge potential upside for, you know, Butte in general, especially Uptown Butte. So that's why, you know, I think we're just really excited about getting everybody involved.
Yeah, and two, you know, it just creates a whole ecosystem, because as a business person, if I have somebody to sell my produce or whatever food product it is that I'm manufacturing, if I have somebody to sell it to, then it just creates an entire synergistic, hopefully exponential economic effect within our community and surrounding areas. So that's another thing that I really love about it.
Absolutely. And just to add to what Leo and Carol have mentioned here, another unique opportunity of community-owned co-ops is we get to, as a community, decide what we get to give back to. There's a lot of great give-back programs that co-ops have implemented. Anything from, you know, Bozeman Co-op offers 10 cents on every apple sold every day to go back to their local schools. There's a million different ideas for different programs to really give back to our community and really have this be a community involvement, not only business, but project that we get to learn with and grow with.
Yeah, so much fun. And how about your customers? I know you've done a little bit of work and research on identifying who within the community this co-op serves.
Yeah, and I think from the survey results, I think we're looking at folks who, you know, value organic, local produce, bulk foods, all the stuff that Casey mentioned in our survey results. But I also think that for local folks uptown that need a more robust store, we have some great stores here, the Dancing Rainbow uptown, the Terminal Meats, and the Excelsior Meat Market, and a bunch of really great stores here. But this would hopefully be a little something more robust that you can actually go and pick up, you know, your whole grocery store list at this type of store. That's what we're going for. So also, on top of that, you know, the high-end organic stuff, we're looking at doing some other food lines in there that are more affordable and to have a decent-sized center store that we can sell to. It really serve the population in Uptown Butte.
About what kind of square footage are you thinking of starting out? Would it be the full size of Hennessy's, or are you scaling that back a little, you think?
I think at this point, we're looking at the full square footage. There's some other co-location prospects we have with the space. And I know the owner, Nick Yavo, who I should mention also has been another really valuable asset. I think I might have said that originally, but he's been super helpful with, you know, here's how you run the store, here's how this store operates, all this sort of thing. So I know he's interested in getting that space leased out and has some other stuff, you know, going on. But I think, you know, ideally we'd be looking in that. I think that space is 8,500 square feet of retail availability of square footage. And from there, you know, that's a pretty big size for a co-op startup compared to, like, if you look at where the Good Food Store in Missoula started or where Bozeman Co-op started, it's probably 5 times, 10 times the size of square footage they originally started with. But I think because we have that space in place in the existing market that was there, I think we're able to pull that off.
What are some of the other enterprises that you could partner with within that space? You kind of touched on that a little bit.
Anything really that we talked about, you know, the stuff that you see in grocery stores right now, pharmacies, banks, credit unions, stuff like that. We've been in contact with some folks in that area. People have reached out, but also any type of, you know, local crafts, local, that's another, the great thing about this co-op idea is that you can put whatever you want in there. And then that's what they said at the Bozeman Food Co-op. They were quick to try everything, quick to fail too. But hey, you have an idea. Somebody comes in with you, thinks it's a good idea, try it. You know, and we'll have space to do that. And so I think that's going to be ultimately up to the board. But yeah, I think we have some pretty good options.
So let's talk about your investors and a little bit about the money that you've raised to date, because that's kind of important.
Absolutely. So far to date, we've received over $15,000. And that has been for our seed fund and also in like contributions. We have others that have expressed, of course, interest in sponsorship. We've had plenty of support interested in memberships and then also preferred stock options.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Preferred stock options, that just kind of, for some folks, it's like, oh, stock? I'm buying stock? How does that work?
Yeah, the way I understand it is that it's a, you know, you're investing in the company, owning a piece of the company, but you'll be paid an annual dividend on that preferred stock. It's almost, I think a preferred stock is a loan almost. It's almost a debt instrument where you get paid 3% a year, 6% a year, you know, on the back end. So if you invest, if you're really generous and invest $20,000 in the food co-op, you're investing in that. We would give you 3% or 4% interest, and that would be an alternative investment to putting it into a CD or something like that.
So they actually would be co-owners just like the members, it sounds like.
Correct. And there's several different structures and methods to move forward with that. And none of those decisions will be made, of course, until the co-op is incorporated and a board is elected.
So what all will it take for the project to move forward from here?
Really, what we're looking for, what it takes to move forward, is really interest and support and enthusiasm. And all of that can really be implemented by following, by giving input, and by showing up.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us a sense of, I guess, where we're at in that regard and, you know, how much more we need?
The biggest thing is like Casey said, showing up to the events and everything. But the other thing we haven't really touched on was we have this feasibility study. A group is going to come in and do a really, really solid market analysis of whether or not Butte has the population to support this, the Uptown's the right location, all stuff. And so at this point, we've received, we think, really great community support. But we want to back it up with the numbers from, you know, some hard numbers from market data. And then this fall, you know, really, I think we're going to come to a go, no go situation where we look at the numbers, we look at the market analysis, we look at the support we have to date. And then at that point, we would organize and actually form the co-op as a legal entity in the state of Montana, and then begin to sell memberships and sell preferred stock and all that sort of thing and function. Right now, we're a prospective seed fund. All Headwaters RCD has been very generous, and they're a nonprofit. So all these donations the folks that have given to us, they'll eventually go. If this thing doesn't go, we're going to get together and we're all going to come together and decide what local nonprofit we want to give those funds to. But assuming we'll be able to roll them over and make it a contribution into the new corporation legally. I don't know how all that works, but then that would be the time this fall when we formally organize we would sell memberships. That membership would elect a board of directors, and then that board of directors would hire management and go, and hopefully we'd be open by the spring.
So do you know who will do the feasibility study and just about how long it will take them to get that?
Yeah, it's her name is Debbie, and I'm spacing on her last name, but she's she's done. She and Steve and Julie set this up primarily, but she's done a ton of these, you know, over 500 feasibility studies for food co-ops and grocery stores all over the country. And she came highly recommended by Stuart Reed and the folks at Maryland and those folks at MCDC as well as a national expert of, hey, does this type of store, what exactly we're trying to do, you know, with the local organic bulk, all this stuff, is that going to work in this community? So that's going to be really important to our decision making.
And about what time are you going to make that decision once the feasibility study is done, you think?
Yeah, so really she's coming in next week to complete her study, do her market analysis, and really get a feel for Butte so she can give us a great educated opinion. So she takes about 6 weeks, she said. So we're looking at mid to end October, hopefully. Of course, we're putting the pressure on her because we're on a short timeline. Most food co-ops take anywhere from 3 to 5 years to come to existence, and we're looking at doing this in a matter of months, which I don't know any other community that would be up for that besides Butte. So I think it's a really great opportunity to have her come in, give her opinion, and get a feel for really what we're all about.
So we've got maybe about a minute left. I think we should talk about how people can find you if they're interested in getting involved.
Yeah, and thank you for that. We, of course, have our social media up and running. So we have a Facebook page under Butte Food Co-op page. And then we also have Butte Co-op Working Group as a group where you can follow us on those and keep up. We recently implemented an Instagram. We'll be, of course, updating that. You're more than welcome to reach out to any one of our community committee members on the steering committee. That's Leo Priggy, Julie Jackshaw, Steve Thompson with MCAT, Chrissy Kraskowski, and myself, Casey McConnell, over at North 46. And really the biggest one is to show up at our September 17th meeting at the Thornton Building Ballroom.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to add real quickly, like here, Leo, before we say goodbye?
No, that's it. Thanks for having us. This is fun. Thanks. We look forward to keeping you updated.
Yeah, just really thank you for listening in, and thank you for having us, and we can't wait to see you.
Fantastic. This is Heartstock, and I'm Carol Murphy, your host. We shall see you next week. Peace.
And on the sign it said, no trespass.
Heartstock Radio is a production of KBMF 102.5, Butte America Radio. Hear our live programs every Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time via live stream at butteamericaradio.org.
That time was made for you and me.